This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
News for the day.
Number one, anxiety attacks. I've got this habit about myself that I don't love, which is that, like, if somebody says to me, I've got cancer, I say, you know, what does it feel like to have cancer? And anyway, one time I asked that to somebody who'd been in a car crash. I said, what does it feel like to be in a really bad car crash? And her reply was, 1 minute the car was like her best friend, and then the next minute, like in the blink of an eye, it had become like a kind of jagged weapon of torture, like she was inside some kind of medieval torture device. I kind of feel the same way about anxiety attacks. It just makes you realize that, you know, your state can alter very quickly, and I find that quite frightening. Number two, Twitter. I wrote a book a few years ago about social media shaming. And as a result, people who enjoyed social media shaming decided to try and get me. So there was a kind of concerted effort to do that for a couple of months. And I just remember waking up at 3 a.m. and, like, you know, going to the bathroom and checking Twitter, and there were 900 notifications. Like, just while I slept, 900 people had an opinion on me. And I'm an introvert, so, like, you know, I found it overwhelming. Number three, germs, which is quite a new one for me. Number four, not being able to reach my son at 3 a.m. I started downloading all of these apps that tell you, like, about crimes happening in New York City, because if I couldn't reach him, like, if I phoned him, if he wasn't in at 2 a.m. and I phoned him and he didn't pick up the phone, I would then immediately go to all of those apps to see whether somebody matching his description had, you know, been in an accident. So that wasn't good or helpful. But then I found out, like, I became aware of every crime happening in New York City. And you know what I discovered? That happens a lot more in New York City than you'd imagine. Scaffolding falling on people. Number five, not being able to provide for my family. Number six, my dog's running away. I have two dogs, Floppy and Josie. I can't let Josie off the leash because she just runs away and I just freak. She's not like one of those super dogs you sometimes see on the street that walk alongside their owner without a leash on. I mean, I guess there's just a total trust between human and dog, but I could never do that. I could never do that. And then I'm stuck in the whole leash thing, which I don't like either, because that's all like master servant shit, which, you know, I don't feel comfortable with that. I want to be on a level playing field with Josie. Number seven, getting things ethically wrong. Number 8, conflict. Number 9, conflict avoidance. In most situations, I'm not actually, even though I don't like conflict, I'm not conflict averse. But in certain situations, I am conflict avoidant. And then what happens is I ruminate. You know, you then come up with things that you should have said. Sometimes you'll let out a tiny little yell of frustration. And then you think, oh my God, I'm one of those middle-aged Jews on the Upper West Side of New York who just yell at nothing. Number 10, dinner parties and saying the wrong thing in social situations.
Here she is in the Top of the Pop studio with Invisible, Alison Moyet.
Do you remember Alison Moyet from the? She was she was huge, like in the 80s, she was this practically Madonna level fame. Anyway, she told me a story, and the story was that she was a massive fan of Elvis Costello's, and she was at like an Elvis Costello after party, and she talked to him, and she said, "I'm a massive fan," and he said, "Did you enjoy the show?" And she heard herself say, "It went on a bit." And she went home and didn't leave her house for years. She developed agoraphobia. I mean, we're laughing because it's so shocking, but honestly, I identify with that. 20 years ago, I would have heard that story and I thought, well, that's like another planet. That no longer feels like another planet. My name is John Ronson. And these are 10 things that scare me.
The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, Paula Schumann, Joanna Solitaroff, and Melissa Chusett. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? Flat tires. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.